Happy Earth Day! Good morning, everyone. Today is Earth Day, an annual event celebrated in many parts of the world. It is a day to show our appreciation for the environment and think of ways that we can protect it. Many of our daily actions have a negative impact on nature and the planet, but we can take action to decrease the damage. This video from SciShow Kids shows some ways we can help. Earth Day Poetry. Copy this short poem onto one of the blank pages in your poetry book. The poem reads, "Happy Earth Day. The Earth is our home, so blue and so green. So let's do our part to keep the Earth clean." On the back of the page, write the title, "Ways to Help the Planet." Draw and label at least 5 ways you can help the environment. I have included an example with a few ideas to get you started. Please note, you do not need to use them if you have other ideas in mind. If you can't read the printing on the picture, it states, "Ways to help the planet: plant a seed, use a cloth bag instead of plastic, and turn off the lights when you aren't using them." Epic readers. I was recently notified that Division 10 has already read over 250 books on the Epic app and website. Congratulations. This does not even factor in the 141 books read on Kids A to Z. That is truly impressive. I am so proud of all of you. Keep up the good work. Let's keep up the streak and aim to read another epic book over the next few days, as well as 2 books on Kids A to Z. Reading Riddle. Let's keep working out our math brains. Try solve the problem below. The problem states, Sandra read 5 books, Deacon read 6 books, and Brianna read 7 books. One book was read by all 3 children, but every other book was different. How many books did the children read? Write the title Reading Riddle into your response booklet, and then draw pictures or symbols to help you solve the riddle. I will post the answer on Friday. This word problem is taken from mathdrills.com. This website is filled with different types of math worksheets. If you are ever looking for extra practice, this is a great place to start. If you don't have a printer, you can always copy the question directly into your response booklet. ELL. Are you an ELL? If so, Ms. Simmons has put together several activities for you to try. Click the ELL tab at the top of the page to explore them. Thanks for visiting. See you back here on Friday.